各位可爱的听众小伙伴，大家早上好，我是瑶瑶老师，欢迎来到今天这一期的英语口语每日养成。今天这一节目当中呢，我们将会继续一起来学习一段来自于《摩登家庭》第三季第十七集的英文台词。首先呢，来听一下今天的关键句，会稍微有一些长。
I heard rumors. Yeah, we all had that females living or working in close quarters could eventually get on the same cycle.
I heard rumors. Yeah, we all had that female living or working in close quarters.Could eventually get on the same cycle. 我听过传言，没错，我们都听过，女人们在一起工作生活，最后经期就会变得一致。I heard rumors. Yeah, we all had that female living or working in close quarters could eventually get on the same cycle. I heard rumors. Yeah, we all had that females.Living or working in close quarters could eventually get on the same cycle. 那么在这样一段英文台词当中呢，我们需要注意哪些发音技巧呢？第一处，当 heard 和 rumors 我们出现在一起呢，此时是一个非常典型的不完全爆破的处理。那么你可以读成 heard rumors, heard rumors.而 that females 我们放在一起呢，此时会有一个比较典型的不完全爆破，你呢可以读成 that females, that females。 再往后面看， working 和 in 出现在一起呢，此时可以有一个自然的连读，那么你可以读成 working in, working in。 再往后面看，当 could 和 eventually 这样的两个单词呢，我们放在一起可以做一个自然的连读，那么你可以读成 could eventuallyCould eventually. 再来看一下最后这样一处发音技巧，当 get on 我们出现在一起的话呢，此时可以有一个自然的连读，而且呢在美式发音当中呢，此处还有一个闪音的处理，所以呢在美式发音当中呢，这样的两个单词连读，我们呢可以直接读成 get on, get on.
So is this safe? It's a trapeze.
Relax. More people are killed by knife wielding strangers than from trapezing.
I'm thinking about going home now.
Honey, are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm just... I look so sad.
Oh, no, not today.
What's wrong?
Nothing. No, your mom's just, feeling emotional.
She was like this last month, and the month before, and the month before.
What? I could kill someone! No, I can't hear you! This stupid phone gets no reception in this stupid house!
Dear God, no.I heard rumors. Yeah, we all had. That females living or working in close quarters could eventually get on the same cycle. But I always assumed that was a story designed to keep women out of the submarine corps.
This isn't milk. What's wrong with me today? My brain's not working right.
No.
I can't focus. Three legs?
It's not fair.
I know. It's so sad.
Oh my god, they're gonna ruin everything.
No, we just need to be extra sensitive.
Phil, honey, when do we need to leave?
Whatever's good for you, sweetie. Maybe 20 minutes?
20 minutes! How are you supposed to be ready? How are you 20 minutes?
Whenever you're ready.
今天节目当中呢，我们来学习一下这里 in close quarters 这样一个短语的用法。口语当中呢，这样一个短语当中的介词 in, 我们呢也可以换成是 at.那么这样一个短语呢，就变成了 at close quarters, 意思呢是一样的。这样的短语呢，一般可以用来表示近距离的。注意这里呢是图也得。这样一个短语呢，通常来说在英文当中当做副词去使用。If you do something at close quarters, you do it very near to a particular person or thing. 有一些资料显示，这里的 close quarters 这样一种用法呢，跟18世纪的海军的战时生活有关。那下面呢，我们来看一下这样一段比较长的英文解释。The term comes from 18th century naval warfare. wooden barriers were placed at various points on a ship, so that when an enemy boarded, the crew could retreat behind them and fire at the enemy through loopholes. The crew then were set to be fighting in close quarters, that is, in close contact with the enemy. The term later was transferred to any close contact or crowded situation. 下面呢，我们来看一下几个例子。第一个， You can watch aircraft take off or land at close quarters. 你可以近距离地看飞机起飞降落。You can watch aircraft take off or land at close quarters. 再比如说看第二个例子。Over 200 people lived in close quarters on the ship. 在这艘船上，超过200个人拥挤地生活在一起。Over 200 people lived in close quarters on the ship. 再比如说呢，我们来看一下第三个例子。The contestants would live together in close quarters for nearly 60 days. 这些参赛选手将会近距离生活在一起差不多两个月的时间。The contestants would live together in close quarters for nearly 60 days. 下面呢，我们来看一下第四个例句。I'm glad to be done with my student days. Living in such close quarters with so many people just to afford rent is something I don't want to do again. 我真的很开心我的学生生涯结束了。为了能省点租金，跟这么多人挤在一起住，这事儿我再也不想干了。I'm glad to be done with my student days. Living in such close quarters with so many people just to afford rent is something I don't want to do again.下面呢，我们来看一下倒数第二个例子。When you see famous people at close quarters, they always appear much smaller than you imagine them. 近距离看名人时，他们看起来往往比你想象的要平凡得多。When you see famous people at close quarters, they always appear much smaller than you imagine them. 下面呢，我们再来看一下最后这个例子。There were so many interns working in close quarters.Everyone had to share desks. 有很多实习生凑在一起工作，每个人都不得不分享桌子。There were so many interns working in close quarters. Everyone had to share desks. 那么，在今天的节目的末尾呢，请各位同学呢尝试翻译一下句子，并留言在文章的留言区。We'll be in very close quarters at the music festival, but it's only for 3 days.We'll be in very close quarters at the music festival, but it's only for 3 days. 这样一段话你会如何去理解和翻译呢？希望各位同学呢都可以踊跃的发言。我们本期节目呢就先分享到这里，明天节目当中呢我们再会啦。